Well, I'm interviewing today Marjorie Windus Halper in her house in Provincetown, Massachusetts. This is Robert Brown, the interviewer, and the date September 27, 1994. You were born 1908 in Paris.
Right.
What was your family's background? And were you French? No.
No, I was. My mother was American from the Pilgrims back. I mean, she could trace back. She'd married my father, who was English. He was a violinist and had studied with Isai and Shevchik, the great masters at the time, on the continent. They met when I think they were both in Bayreuth, became engaged in a week, and didn't get married for a long time because mother was brought back here and he was brought back. And
what were she and her family doing in Bayreuth?
Well, because she was madly crazy about Wagner's music, and she and music it was her. She was a musician and a teacher of singing and various things like that.
Mm-hmm. Where was she from in this country?
Well, she was, some forebears came, I don't know, Stratford, Connecticut, but she lived in New York City. Mm-hmm. And my grandfather, her father, was Dr. Walter DeForest Day, and he practiced in New York City. They lived at 56 East 34th Street. The building is still living. There's a tailor in the ground floor. It was a brownstone, you know, and so forth. And I think my grandmother was born way downtown in Cliffs, I don't know, one of those streets way, way down there. But they were thoroughly American from way back. And my mother was just very madly crazy about music. And so forth. So.
Well, were you the first child, or were you?
No, I had an older brother, Bertain Windus.
Bertain?
Yes, Bertaigne. Mm-hmm. And he became very famous on Broadway as a director. Mm-hmm. He directed The Lunts, he directed Life with Father, mm-hmm. Arsenic and Old Lace. Various very well-known plays, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. way back in those days. Mm-hmm. But I was a second child. There was a third, who unfortunately died from measles complications when he was 14.
Mm-hmm. What are your earliest memories? Could you say, as a very small child?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm beginning to write down my memories because all my friends tell me, you know, you've not led a humdrum life. You've had all these things happening right and left. Mm-hmm. And I started out with saying that my earliest memories were of being at the seaside on the British Channel in France, and there were chalk cliffs with huge caves in them in which gypsies lived. And I remember these gypsies were wildly dressed people and running around with pots and pans all the time. And the French people kept telling us, you children better be very careful because they not only steal pots and pans, as you can see, but they steal little children. Those are my earliest memories.
Would this have been a place where your family was spending the summer, or did you live in
Well, my mother usually took us there early, but my father had more or less given up being a violinist and had become a businessman in Paris. And he had certain vacation time, so we would go ahead, and sometimes we were at the same place that the Max Bohm family was. He was a painter, of course.
Max Bohm, mm-hmm.
But I remember one, I don't know whether it was the same place as where these, I've just